the epistle appointed to be read for this, the Feast of Pentecost, is taken from the epistle, is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. When the days of Pentecost were drawing to a close, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a violent wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, which settled upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in foreign tongues, even as the Holy Spirit prompted them to speak. Now there were staying in Jerusalem devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude gathered and were bewildered in mind, because each heard them speaking in his own language. But they were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Behold, are not all these that are speaking Galileans? And how have we heard each his own language in which he was born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and inhabitants of Mesopotamia and Judea, and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We have heard them speaking in our own languages of the wonderful works of God." And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me." Thus, for this feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I point out to you only this morning from the bulletin that Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days and are days of fast and abstinence. On Wednesday, however, and Saturday, meat may be eaten at the principal meal. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. This morning, I am totally distracted. And the reason is that someone has been setting fire to our woods. And this morning has set fire to the woods again. And the sheriff is out there with his party, and the fire department is out there. They caught the man, at least they think they did. He has been setting fires several places in the last several days. I am at least this much consoled that it's not someone who is intending to hurt us directly, but just someone who willy-nilly is setting fires. And as a consequence of this, for some time now, I have been concerned. And I have been wanting to lock the church during the day. The monks have not been in favor of that and have not permitted me. But I think there's reason enough now to let me lock the church. So as of today, we will lock the church during the day. Those of you who live nearby, if you want to come for a visit, all you got to do is call us. I do not know exactly what kind of schedule we will follow in this regard, because we haven't had time to talk about it. So whatever is, you will know. We are certainly well into the wonderful and glorious third millennium, aren't we? So now let us not forget Almighty God. I don't care how I feel. If I'm distracted and make no sense this morning, you will understand. Today is the Feast of Pentecost. Together with Easter, this is the two feasts together are the two most important days of the entire year. Today is the birthday of our Holy Church. My beloved people, I beg you to get on your knees and pray to the Holy Spirit that he will come to guide and inspire all of us. The train has been derailed, hasn't it? And when the train becomes derailed, it goes without control to the right or to the left. And this train has likewise gone to the right and to the left, completely out of control. And good and holy people are totally confused, not knowing what is right and what is wrong. The only thing that I hear from this point can tell to you is that we here are simply doing our very best, our dead level best, to follow our holy religion as it was handed down to us, and as you certainly know, where you can find out, to check us out, to see what we are here doing. And we can only do this with the help of the Holy Spirit. There is a lunatic fringe, if you will allow me, please. There is a lunatic fringe to the right of us and to the left of us. And it does seem very, very possible. It actually is, that we have taken our holy religion, many have taken our holy religion into their own hands and have put private interpretation upon it. out of control goes the train. And you hear tell of stories that are absolutely bewildering, either from the right or from the left. The only thing that I suggest to you, beloved people, is pray. That's all we can do. There are those who think they can straighten this out. Well, after 40 years of misery, it should appear reasonable that if it could be done by us, that it could be done. It would have been done. But the only thing that we have done over the past 40 years is to keep digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper into the state of utter confusion. Therefore, as you know, we do not argue, we do not debate, we do not stand out to prove, to work in any direction. People condemn us for that, incidentally, because they think we should be on the street corners fighting. And I ask, to what purpose? If fighting is doing anything, then why are we not successful? Therefore, please, dearest people, be mindful of this quagmire that we're in. Everybody throughout the entire world, pray. That's all I can tell you. Do not be afraid, it said here. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. We must pray. We must have hope. We must place our trust in Almighty God in all matters. Read the bulletins that we have and try to spend time thinking of what is being said. We do not reach everybody by way of sermon, because some people either can't be here at this Mass or have other reasons for not being here at this Mass where the sermon is. So we try to include in the bulletin points of that should be stressed, that should be looked into. I told you more than once, did I not, time ago, that the serpent is going to swing his tail one more time. And this time, he's going to be in dead earnest to try to get what he's after, all mankind. Our blessed Lord asked a question that many of us may not necessarily digest the import of it, but it is a deadly question. Our Lord, did he not say, when I come back, will I find any faith on earth? You know, incidentally, he did not say, will I find the Mass when I return? He did not ask that. Faith. This is something that we, you, us, have to hang on to with every ounce of strength that we've got. And this is something that you have got to pray for every day of your lives. Nobody is excused. We go around sometimes, some of us, for whatever reason, God knows, I don't, We're always picking, you know, and choosing and walking into territories of belief that we are totally unfamiliar with, yet we speak with authority. By whose authority? We do not know. We must believe as God, as Christ wants us to believe. Today is an important day. May the fire of the Holy Spirit descend on the heads of every one of you and us. In a lot of sense, we're speaking of fire. So, my beloved people, again, do not be afraid. You are in our prayers. And those of you and those that you love, your families, are in our prayers. Now, I think that's all. As I told you, I'm distracted. Please understand. Would you please kneel, and I will give you a blessing. And as you know, every Sunday, I myself say Mass for the people. That's every one of you. On this feast day, I have to put first things first. I pray for our monks today and our sisters, our blessed sisters, and our blessed oblates. This is what we're here for. Tomorrow, since I didn't do it today, tomorrow I will say Mass for you. And I ask Almighty God, I ask the Holy Spirit to come to each of you and to give you the grace that you need to have peace and serenity and holiness and purity and goodness in each of your hearts. May the joy of this day be in you. Do not be troubled. I'm really not troubled at the moment. I'm just simply nervous. And since I did tell you, I did mention to you, they think they caught the person. So.